During a special Pocahontas County Commission meeting on Friday, April 12th, the commissioners met with the members of the county's Solid Waste Authority and with Scott Mandarola, the Deputy Cabinet Secretary of the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, and Jason Wandling, the DEP's General Counsel. The purpose of the meeting was to clarify what the DEP's closure and post-closure monitoring and maintenance requirements are, and what they will cost once the landfill reaches its capacity and closes in a couple of years. The authority has been negotiating the purchase of the landfill site from Renee Fertig Hill, whose family has been leasing the property to the Solid Waste Authority for decades. There had been a suggestion that if the Solid Waste Authority does not purchase the landfill from Fertig Hill, that her family would be liable for the required 30 years of post-closure maintenance and monitoring of leachate. Leachate is the water that settles in the bottom of a landfill and picks up contaminants. Mandarola said that under West Virginia law, quote, the landfill itself is owned by the Solid Waste Authority, even if the surface of the property is owned or leased by someone else, unquote. He further explained that the landfill is actually what was disposed of under the surface by the authority while it was operating under a permit issued by the DEP. There was a discussion about the possible purchase of the landfill, after which there seemed to be a consensus that both parties were pretty well settled on a price of about $129,990 for the purchase of the 40-acre tract of land. They also pretty much agreed on the boundaries of the parcel, but the issue of the Solid Waste Authority needing to build a fence along the public road which runs through Renee Fertig Hill's farm to the landfill remains unsettled. Hill explained that the existing fence is too close to the road, so when the Department of Highways plows the road, they push snow onto it, which knocks it down every winter. Commission President Walt Helmick said that could easily be worked out as part of the deal. Helmick indicated that the responsibility for purchasing the land and helping with construction and equipment could possibly fall to the commission. He said the responsibility for running the transfer station would still remain with Solid Waste, operating under a state permit. Mark Holstein of the State Solid Waste Authority suggested that if this works out, there should be a perpetual memorandum of agreement spelling out the responsibilities of the county commission and of the Solid Waste Authority. He said that would ensure that future commissions would remain financially obligated to the agreement. Mary Clendenin said that the Public Service Commission, or PSC, holds two bonded escrow accounts, which the authority has been required to fund for many years by providing a percentage of their tipping fees. The first one of these is a landfill closure bond, which has about $1.2 million in it. Its purpose is to pay for the closure and capping of the landfill. She said the cost of closing the landfill was estimated by engineers back in 2021 to be about $1.8 million, but that cost has probably gone up due to inflation. The other escrow account is for construction and equipment, and it has over $700,000 in it. The use of that money is restricted by the PSC. She also estimated the post-closure cost of testing the landfill water and of maintaining the cap will run about $75,000 per year. Mark Holstein said he believes the PSC might very well permit the use of some of that construction and equipment escrow money to build the fence along the road and maybe also to help with the construction of the new transfer station and with the purchase of equipment for it. Helmick asked for a sales agreement to be brought to him soon and said he would schedule another special commission meeting for Thursday, April 18th at 4:30 p.m. with Solid Waste. At that meeting, he said he wants three questions to be answered. The first is, what is the exact price to buy the landfill property? The second is, what is the cost of ongoing testing of the leachate? And the third is, what is the exact cost of the fencing of the road? The meeting ended with an optimistic sense that the future of waste disposal in Pocahontas County will work out well for all parties. Both of the officials from the West Virginia DEP remarked that they are impressed with the level of cooperation they see here to work things out, and they wish they saw those same levels in other counties they work with. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.